news about vets from vets.
Say again?
It's the Veterans Corner.
Roger that.
It's the Veterans Corner. So we've got Jerry on the line. Jerry, are you there?
I sure am.
Jerry Vogler. He is from the McLean County Veteran Affairs Office. He's the superintendent, actually. And today we're going to get into all things VA healthcare. So I'm going to read a little bit of this Veterans Corner. America committed themselves to caring for the veterans' health through a publicly funded system for about 100 years now, when the federal government established the first iteration of what has evolved into the national veterans' healthcare system, which there are rules for eligibility-wise, and we'll get into all of that. And those rules have kind of progressively increased in order to qualify for healthcare until 2003, where basically all veterans of the federal military were eligible for VA care if they applied and met the active duty days of active duty requirement. Now, it's changing up a little bit. Is that right, Jerry? We fast forward to 2022. What's going on with VA healthcare and the requirements? Are they screwing vets again?
Actually, there's a couple of changes that are going on. One is a relook at what are known as bad paper discharges, less than honorable, which would preclude them being able to get VA healthcare, because a lot of the problems that resulted in bad paper discharges were because of the military service, what it had done to them. So they're going back and looking at that, and each person that got a bad discharge under those conditions would have that reviewed. But they have to apply for it. And if they call the VAC office, I can explain how to do that. The current thing that's going on is that the VA there's a bill in the House of Representatives that just passed, mainly with Democratic, but mostly Republican votes too, that would make it mandatory that every veteran getting out from here on, and that's about 58,000 a year, would be offered the opportunity to sign up right then automatically. And the only way that they would not have VA health care approved would be if they opted out of it. So that's the big changes.
So is that a good bill then? Because then they get to sign up for VA health care no matter what, as soon as they get out of active duty?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a good bill, and it was Democrat and Republican sponsored, so a bipartisan effort to help our veterans out. Now, I was reading a little bit about what you had sent me about VA healthcare, and it says here most veterans misunderstand the difference between being denied VA healthcare and being denied access to VA healthcare. Can you expand on that a little bit, and what is the difference between being denied for VA healthcare and being denied access to VA healthcare? Now, this bill provides access, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, what the difference is that when you apply for VA healthcare, you have to submit your discharge documents, a DD-214. It's matched up with the application for VA healthcare, and they will make a determination right then, unless there's a bad discharge or something like that, which would preclude them having health care, they're going to get VA health care. However, they'll be put into a priority 8, which is the lowest category you can have, and it does not provide any health care or any health care access at that time, unless you have something else like your Purple Heart or you have a disability and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the big difference is the access is what you get if you're above a priority 8. And everybody who applies will be given a priority 8 unless they're eliminated for other reasons.
And through this bill, you get the priority 8 automatically. You just have to sign up as soon as you get out of active duty, which is good, but it also is kind of bad because that priority 8 doesn't necessarily give you the health benefits. So, you know, if you're, struggling with something and you don't have a Purple Heart, you're not necessarily going to get the quality of care as somebody with a Purple Heart?
Well, if you're a priority 7 or above, you're going to get access to all the health care. There may be some deductibles and that sort of thing that apply for the higher earners, but everybody is going to have access to the health care. What the ones who don't get health care, as far as access, they're going to be the ones, like to be a lot of the Vietnam era veterans, when they got out, They went back to school, they got their jobs, and went on and had good insurance through their employer. So they didn't need VA health care. Well, then in 2003, they changed the law and put an income means test on it that says, even if you have an honorable discharge, you served well, you served your term, unless you have some type of disability and so forth, if your income is above their limit, you don't get access. You get a priority eight, but that's it. And that doesn't really mean anything as far as health care.
Okay. So if I am a veteran out there and I want to utilize this bill and sign up, is there a way I can do that through the McLean County VA?
No, and not only that, but you can't really sign up for it. What will happen when a person is discharged from the military, if they have a good discharge, they will automatically be enrolled in VA health care. So okay. It isn't a matter of they got to sign up anymore. It's there, unless when it's notified that they have VA health care, then they can opt out of it if they want to. Why they would do that, I don't know, but that's the law. Now, it hasn't passed in the Senate yet, but some of the people are complaining that it's going to be too high of a cost. The issue with that, however, is VA, all VA benefits are discretionary spending under the law. And contrary to Social Security, Medicare, welfare, and that sort of thing, those are entitlements. But VA health care and so forth are not. And that's what really needs to be changed, because then it has to be funded the right way.
I see now. So you'll automatically be put in, but some people are kind of pushing back towards that because it says that it's going to be too much to put everybody on this. But this priority aid, it shouldn't be a problem, because it's not like you're promised all of these health care benefits right out of the gate. You just kind of get put into at least getting some type of health care through this priority eight group.
Right. And one of the things about being priority eight, you're not going to have access immediately. However, over time, the income means test goes up, which means your income can be higher. And then you might qualify at that time where you didn't qualify before. This especially happens when people are getting ready to retire, and their income daily, household income, is going to go down because of retirement. When that happens, they should refile. And what will happen is they'll reevaluate it, and hopefully, if they meet the means test, be Category 7 or better.
Awesome. Well, we are pushing up against a break here, Jerry. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been Veterans Corner. Now, don't forget the Four Chaplains Memorial Ceremony is going to be at 11 a.m. inside the McLean County Historical Museum. That's going to happen February 3rd, right, Jerry?
Yep, next Thursday.
Next Thursday. All right.
This Thursday, actually.
This Thursday. Oh, man, we're already speeding up all the way to February. I can't believe it. All right, bye-bye, Jerry. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.